Now we've got Jim in North Dakota on the line, who is looking to insulate the outside of his home. Tell us what's going on.
I'm up there in the cold country, and I'm looking to, this past summer I put siding on my house and new windows and doors and did all that stuff myself. And then I decided I better, do my basement foundation, especially the portion that's exposed. And what I'm thinking of doing is Menards sells those, I don't know if I'm supposed to say brand names, but sells those 3-foot by 5-foot sheets of styrofoam with, rocks already glued or however they do that on one side. And that's what I was going to use. But I don't know how to attach that to the wall. And then I had a neighbor come over and told me that even if I do use that, because I've got about 2 foot of foundation exposed, so I'd only be going, foot and a half or so under the ground with the rest of that. But our neighbor tried to tell me that if I don't go all the way to the bottom of my foundation with foam, that I'll create a hot, cold where I stop, and he says I'll break my walls doing that. And I'm like, really?
Well, Jim, first of all, are these foundation walls exposed on the basement side?
Yeah, there's, I've got, 1, 2, 3 windows in there, and that's another thing. I don't know how to trim around them with that foam stuff.
Well, here's what I would do. I would recommend that you insulate the inside of the foundation walls, not the outside of the foundation walls. Typically, when you build a house, and you excavate around the house, you do put a foam insulation around the outside walls. But, short of you digging down the footings, I don't think it's worth doing at this point. I would insulate the interior of the walls. There's a wide variety of different types of insulation products. Yes, you can get the kind that attaches to the wall. There's also a fiberglass bat that's sort of covered with a kind of like a foil vapor barrier that's specifically made for foundation walls. And any of those are good options to insulate the interior of the walls. But just as important, if not more important, make sure you have plenty of insulation up in the box beam space, which is the beginning of the floor structure. A lot of folks will insulate walls and leave that uninsulated, and that's actually more at risk for drafts. So make sure that the box beam area, the sill plate, all that area is sealed and insulated, and insulate, add the additional insulation to the inside of the foundation walls, not the outside. A lot easier to attach that way. If it's the foam, you could attach it with a construction adhesive. If it's the bats, there's different types of a clip system that comes typically with those. You'd buy it at the same place you got the insulation where it would be clipped into the wall. But I do think it's a good idea for you to insulate those walls.
Okay, he told me they do that because that's why he's trying to tell me that's why they insulate the outside of their walls up.
Now, your foundation would only crack if your soil got really wet and expanded and it cracked the walls. If you have good drainage, then your soil should not crack based on having insulation on one side and not the other. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.